St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 late afternoons with Travis Dodge. Don't miss it tomorrow night at Civic Arena. It is going to be an awesome show. Lee Bryce rolls into town with Claire Dunn. The Life Off My Years tour, 7:30. Everything gets started at the Civic Arena. Of course, doors will open before that. Tickets start at just $20. You can get them at the Civic Arena box office. Also, we've got the link to purchase them on Ticketmaster through our website, myqcountry.com. Lee Bryce with us this afternoon. So here we are, Lee. You've had a very successful latest album, of course. And do you feel you're working on a new album, right? So tell us about that. But also, do you feel pressure to top this one? Or is that something you don't put on yourself and you just let the music do its thing?
Well, you know, yeah, I am making a new record right now. And I'm digging in deep and taking my time. And, you know, I would like to say that, you know, I don't let that pressure affect me or be a part of making music, because music is such a flowing thing, and it just happens, and you kind of, but I come from a competitive world, you know. Mm-hmm. I come from a very competitive person, so, you know, and most of the time I'm competing it's just like competing with myself, and I always try to get better at everything I do. So if I'm going to make a record 2 years ago, then I want to be able to make a better record now. Now, whether that happens or not, I'm not sure, because you can never tell with music. But that I do. I do push myself, because I've already been there and done that. I made that record. So now I need to make something different, something hopefully even better, and take all the stuff that I learned and utilize it to make even a better record. And so, yes, that is my goal. Obviously, like I said, it's an opinion when it comes out, when it's done, whether people like it better or not. Mm-hmm. But for me, in my own head, yes, it's something that I put the pressure on myself, because I'm competing with myself.
Right. Now, what's the deciding factor on you or someone else recording a song that you wrote? When it comes down, you're working on the new album, you've got stuff maybe from other songwriters as well, stuff that you've written, and say somebody is, hey, I really want to record this song. What's the deciding factor of you recording it or letting somebody else do it?
Well, a lot of times, it's a lot of different reasons, but one of the main reasons most of the time is whether the song is kind of personal to me or not, or, you know, how personal it is to me. And so that way, if I put a record together of all the songs that have a real personal moment with me, then you're getting a really honest record, and that's what I'm trying to make, especially, you know, I'm just really trying to, so if sometimes songs come out and you write them and you start them on a path and they end up going somewhere else to be just the best song they can be, and it ends up not quite being in your own world, who you are personally. So those, you know, I kind of let go, and a lot of other folks, you know, might like that. And so that's one of the big deciding factors right there is, you know, how much connection I personally have to a song.
Very cool. Lee Bryce, Life Off My Years tour, coming to the Civic Arena tomorrow night, 7:30. Get your tickets. Don't miss this show. It's going to be an awesome time with him and Claire Dunn. All right, Lee, first off, thank you so much for your time. Let's get on to something called the Fast Five. It is five questions. Just want you to answer real quick off the top of your head, and then we will let you go, and we will see you tomorrow night. First off, on the Fast Five, you were a Clemson football scholarship player. All right, who would you have picked in the NFL draft with the number one pick?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. You know, there was a lot of them, but I got to tell you, I could not believe that Derrick Henry went in the third round, because he was just a special player to me. I just couldn't believe that they went so far back. So he would have been on top of my list. I mean, heck, he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right, yeah. All right, excellent. Number two on the Fast Five, besides yourself, who would you pay to see in concert? Because that's the deciding factor.
I would pay to see a lot of folks, but I go pay to see Garth Brooks anytime.
Okay. Number three, most interesting thing you have had happen to you in a meet and greet line?
Well, I got to sign the side of a girl's head the other day. But actually, was kind of a crazy story. This girl had a lot of surgeries and a lot of things, and so there's a big, huge part of her head that she can't grow hair back, and she wanted me to sign it, and she was so happy to just be there, you know, to be at the show. So that was a really cool thing to be a part of.
Wow. Number four, the TV show Nashville, is it spot on or over the top?
Well, it's a little over the top, but there's a lot of it that is spot on, I can tell you that.
All right. And last but not least on the Fast Five, of all the songs that you have written or recorded to this point, all right, because we don't know what's in the future, pick one that you think will stand the test of time.
I feel like I don't dance well. I feel like I don't dance is a special, special song, and people will be, guys will be not dancing for a lot of years to come.
Awesome. Lee Bryce, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Civic Arena, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.